Good morning and greetings to each of you in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we're here this morning, and we are so grateful that we can come together. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. We've already been worshiping, I believe. But I think as we think about Jesus and what He has done, is doing for us, it will cause us to worship. And that's rightly so. It was spoken this morning already about remembering the suffering of Christ. We want to do that. We want to be reminded of that from time to time. But unless we remember what the purpose was or what we have been delivered from, it's not going to go as deep. Or I find it that way. So I want to take us back memories lane a little bit this morning with several scriptures of our past. Now, I know that the Bible says that a person laying his hand on the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And we believe that. We can't be just continually looking back. But I believe that at times it's good for us to look back and see what we've been delivered from. So the first scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, the first 10 verses, we'll read those and make a few comments. Ephesians chapter 2. Now this speaks directly, as I read this, it speaks directly to me, and I hope to you. Because he starts out with, "And you hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. For in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our walk of life, in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." I'm going to pause just momentarily here. So this is us looking back. And is that where you found yourself? It's where I found myself. We walked according to the course of this world. My focus was worldly. Obeying the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So we are obedient to a spirit of one or the other. In life, we're obedient to either the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit. And it says we all had our conversation or our walk of life, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. By nature the children of wrath. We're not born Christians. We're born as the children of wrath. But we are as little children. We believe that they're innocent until they come to the age of accountability. But then in verse 4 is this very precious verse, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now it speaks about that we are saved through faith, and that's true. But can we really grasp how saved that we are until we realize how lost we are? I don't think so. We have to realize that we were lost without Christ. And that because of we were born by nature the children of wrath, or we were born not as Christians. So Jesus said in John chapter 3 that we must be born again. And we realize that. And that's the wondrous work. That's God, his rich work in mercy, whereby he saved us. And thinking about this, I was meditating about this yesterday, thinking about our past, and it says that we were fulfilling the desires of the flesh. We were by nature the children of wrath. And we think of now on this side of our conversion, we are so grateful that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But thinking back, thinking back to the life that we lived before we were Christians, we were not lovely. We were hateful to God. Our minds were towards worldly things, things of this world, the things to gratify our flesh. That's how we were. We were obnoxious at times, just away from God. And in that condition, Jesus died for you and for me. Isn't that something? In that condition is how Jesus died for us. And then as we come to the acknowledging of our lives, our sins, we could experience repentance. We can, as we saw our lost condition, headed to hell. That's how we were in our past, before Christ redeemed us. But even, when that took place, God in His mercy, His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He has made us alive. He's made that way possible to come back to Him. You know, God's way is always restoration. And I believe at the fall, when Adam and Eve took of that forbidden fruit, God was again wanting to restore them. And He made a statement there that that would happen. Now, there's also a scripture in Romans chapter 5. Both of these Paul's writings, and I just love these scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now, I'm not sure what all Mervyn's going to tell us this morning. I'm looking very forward to that. But I imagine that we're going to hear how Jesus went to the cross and died for us. Now, when people would tell us that because of that happening, that we can have our sins forgiven, well, how do we know that? We didn't see Him hanging on a cross. How do we even know that it happened? Because it's written here, yes. We didn't see it. And sometimes we get like that. Well, if I didn't see it, then how do I know? It is right here in this verse that we read. "Therefore, being justified by faith." Faith is that we hear something and we take it in and we believe it, even though we didn't see it. We believe it. And there is so much evidence around us that this is true. We see people's lives changed. And if we experience it, we know the experience that we have of our lives being changed because we believed, even though we didn't see it. Jesus told Thomas, "Blessed is he that believeth, yet doesn't see." And that's for us as well. Several other verses here in Romans chapter 5, verse 9, going to verse 9. Again, taking us somewhat back, says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, by the blood of Jesus, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies," see, we were enemies to God, "we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." So that's just another wonderful part of the sacrifice of Christ. Not only did He go to the cross, not only did He endure all that pain, He went to the cross and He hung there and He shed His blood and He died, but He arose again by His life. Friends, that's where the power of the resurrection is for us, by His life, that we can be redeemed. And not only so, in verse 11, "But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world," and I want us to get this, this is speaking about Adam, "wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All, every one of us in here have sinned. If we just glance across the page, in chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We must own that, friends. We need to own that, that we were of those all that have sinned. But through the grace of God, we can be delivered. Going down to verse 18. Therefore, you remember, as one man that sinned, we are all have sinned. Now verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And that's Jesus Christ. So, so grateful this morning for Jesus. That because Adam sinned, that we're born with that nature. We're born with a nature that is away from God. But because of the obedience of Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled to God, made right with God again, and live for Him. And we can anticipate so much. There's a song I'd like to sing this morning in relation to this. I think don't we all know Just Suppose God Searched Through Heaven? We know that by heart, don't we? Let's all stand for that. And then after we get done singing, just stay standing just for a short word of prayer yet.
Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to provide eternal life for you.
That He surrendered Himself to that for forgiveness of our sins, that we can be reconciled to You. Thank You, Lord, for that blessing. And God, help us now as we go forth, as we that sinks into the depths of our hearts, that we would obey You with all our heart and love You with all our soul and mind and live faithfully till You come again. In Jesus' name.